It is the post-match show after Liverpool have gone to Brighton and Hove Albion and drawn 2-2 in a slightly strange game, but we'll pick the bones out of the best we can. I've got Neil Atkinson alongside me. Craig Cannon is just doing a bit of social stuff, and I'm sure he'll join us when he can. But I mean, we weren't still together, but we looked at each other at half time. Neil, it's like, how on earth was that? The case, second half, I thought we were reasonably in control. So the goal's frustrating. I don't know, where are you at with the 2-2 draw?
I'm frustrated because there's a couple of reasons why. One, we're obviously not great for the first half an hour. But then I don't think, in hindsight, I don't think they'll be overjoyed with them either. But
he didn't seem to have much energy.
No, and one of the things that happens is they just score. And it's, you know, it's a terrible ball. McAllister's flat and Alisson's out of position. And it's in the back of the net. It's a really good finish from there, lads. Who I thought looked really bright, by the way, all game.
It's bad in the match.
And I thought, yeah, sometimes I think they just give that to the home player, you know what I mean? The good people at American Express. it's not a panel of eight. They're running the numbers on it. They're sweating. I don't think there's an element of that, but I do think he plays well there, lads. I think there's... So, listen, we're not at all good for half an hour. We're trying to work out what we're doing because we're doing something different. It's a massive 4-4-2 out of possession. It's not really working in a couple of ways, but in a couple of ways it is because they're not hurting us other than that goal and some set pieces. And set pieces becomes a theme all the way through the game. They've obviously got a lot of creativity from set pieces, a lot of things that they're working on. The keeper will probably be a bit disappointed with the goal, I think.
I think it looked awful in real time. And I was like, what on earth he's doing? They're showing us endless replays of it now, where we are in the concourse. And I think the more I look at it, the more I think it's on McAllister, really. I thought that's a shite ball from Virgil. McAllister needs to do better. And the keeper's not great. I think the keeper, listen, he can't be positioned for a goal.
Yeah,
can't be positioned for the shot when we've got the ball. And I think Virgil, although I don't think it's the best ball of all time, like, I think it's fair enough. I think a lot's been made about McAllister in the six, and is he a defensive midfielder? For me, I think where he struggles is when we've got the ball rather than off it. You know, everyone focuses on the defensive side of the game. I think because it's literally called a defensive midfielder, it says, does he score enough? Is he quick? You know, things like that. But I think he needs to show better. And I've thought that consistently since we've got him in, really. I think he needs to show better for the ball in that position. And maybe he's just not used to it. I don't know. But if you want to blame one of them, I think it's more McAllister.